This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And coming up on the show, many of our favorite partners, including Label Sternbach and friends from AARP Minnesota. All this plus the words to the wise on New Beginnings. And our program is underway right now. Joining us now on New Beginnings is Dr. Miriam Roby. She is a healthcare provider whose career spans more than 20 years. She has recently joined Hennepin Healthcare as their Clinical Outcomes Director. This new role is focusing on assessing and improving our health metrics across the organization. Doctor, I want to get into the discussion about COVID and long COVID. Are there any promising drugs for treating long COVID?
Good question. There is no cure for long COVID.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know. And the thing is, though, Freddie, is that, you know, if we can think about it, we just recently went through the pandemic. It doesn't seem so. It seems a little far away just because we've started getting back into the new age of post-pandemic. But for the most part, research is still ongoing on the effects that we went through with the COVID process. So you mentioned the CDC and Dr. Fauci and things of that nature. That's what they are doing. Also, most healthcare organizations are also trying to do really important research so that we can look to see some of the effects that it has on our bodies. And so if I could just add and to lean into, it is very, very important for our communities of color to participate in research. Now, let me backtrack because I want to be fully transparent and acknowledge that we went through the Tuskegee experiment and different things of that nature, and that is rightfully so to have concerns of that. However, when we are going through research, we should be an active participant. You should participate in community functions in which the organization is outreaching to have discussions, should we go through with this research and why. You should do your due diligence and find out what the research is about. And some of that research will actually lead into some of those cures, such as possibly long COVID, cancer, things of that nature.
So how do you talk to, or what would you say to a person who we're right now, and you just mentioned that we're out of the pandemic phase of COVID-19, yet there are people today who've never taken one vaccine, and there are new vaccines happening every few months now, it seems.
Yes.
So what would be the message to those individuals?
Yes, and so very poignant because the Minnesota Department of Health actually just released some of that information on vaccine and the different vaccine combinations that they have out there. Vaccines are very important. If we have not learned anything through the process of what we went through with coronavirus and the disparities that happen with our persons of color, the individuals who were the ones that were affected the most were our Black African American population, our Native American population. We need to do better as far as actively seeking care for ourselves, which means getting vaccinations. That is, again, partnering with your primary care provider. If you're concerned about certain vaccinations, if you have questions about certain vaccinations, that's when you would sit down with your primary care person that you trust, that you've built this collaboration with over different amounts of time, and say, you know what, give me any side effects, give me any backstory about these vaccinations, how can this hurt me or harm me, and then that's where you move forward. But what I will say as a medical professional, please get your vaccinations. I made sure that myself, my family, my daughter, we were all vaccinated for COVID multiple times. And so that if I can do it and I would have my daughter do it, I would certainly for my patients suggest that as well.
Media outlets like this one puts out information about COVID-19, long COVID and so forth. But what is the role of public health in this regard?
Very good. So with public health, what that does, especially since pandemics such as the coronavirus, they are embedded in to be responsible for educating communities about the diseases such as how how they are spread, how much they're at risk, and steps to how to reduce the risk of catching those diseases. Also, there's a central federal agency that is responsible for health and healthcare in the United States, and that's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Also, the CDC that we mentioned, where their emergency supplemental funding supports range of critical activities, including epidemiology, surveillance, and contact tracing during scenarios such as COVID.
We have to leave it right there. That's Dr. Miriam Roby. She is the Clinical Outcomes Director for Hennepin Healthcare, and this is New Beginnings. It's the weekend, and it's New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it happened this week. In 1968, less than 24 hours before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his last speech, "I've Been to the Mountaintop," to a rally of striking sanitation workers. In 1990, legendary jazz singer Sarah Vaughan died of lung cancer at the age of 66. In 1991, the UN Security Council passed a ceasefire resolution to end the Persian Gulf War. The resolution also called for Iraq to abolish weapons of mass destruction, renounce terrorism, and pay reparations. In 1996, former Democratic Party chairperson and Commerce Secretary Ron Brown was among 35 people killed in a plane crash in Croatia. In 1996, FBI officials raided a cabin in Montana and arrested former college professor and suspected Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski. In 1996, that same year, MC Hammer filed for bankruptcy, saying he was $10 million in debt. In 2010, Apple released its multi-touch tablet computer called the iPad in the United States. 3 million devices were sold within the first 80 days of its release. In 2019, Chicago's first female African-American mayor, Lori Lightfoot, was elected. And in 2020, the CDC advised Americans to wear face coverings to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. It happened this week, and I'm Freddie Bell.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
Today, while you're going about your normal routine, 1,370 seniors will fall victim to financial fraud.
Never saw it coming.
Many will lose their life savings.
He wiped us out.
The Center for Combating Elder Financial Abuse conducts extensive research and provides comprehensive training to individuals and organizations to help prevent elder financial abuse.
He wiped us out.
How could this happen?
Join the fight at endefa.org.
Thank you for listening to New Beginnings. You can stay up to date with this show. All you have to do is go to Google or to Apple and download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app. Yes, download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app, and you'll be up to date on everything concerning this show and anything related to Freddie Bell. More to come. Stay with us.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Treasury and CD rates have started falling, and now is the time to lock in those high-yield returns. Join us this week as we talk about where to find bank CDs that are offering 10% or more annualized returns. Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and now it's time to talk finance with Label Sternbach. Label is an Amazon best-selling author of Living with Financial Anxiety and Authenticity. Label, welcome back to New Beginnings.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Unbelievable. I'm excited. Before we begin, can you explain to us where to find bank CDs that are offering 10%? That seems really interesting. And can you give us a brief refresher on what a bank CD is? And if they're really safe.
Yeah, let's take it from the top. So bank CDs, what are bank CDs? So bank CDs, you know, they used to be the staple of everyone's retirement plan. In fact, I knew people who were, and my first retirement plan when I was planning on it was like, I'm just going to go get bank CDs that are paying 5% and I will be good, right? And then we had 20 years of basically 0% interest rate, and that went away. And you had to go elsewhere to get returns. But bank CDs, for those who are, you know, finally starting to get marketed for them, is a certificate of deposit. It is essentially you give money to the bank, and in exchange for letting the bank hold on to it for a period of time, they will give you a guaranteed interest rate over that period. That is what it is. One of the important features of it is that you always get your principal back at the end, right? Plus some interest. You get, you know, FDIC insurance. So it's like a bank account, right? Up to $250,000 is protected by FDIC insurance, which makes it really appealing in that way because your principal is always guaranteed. The interest rate is guaranteed as long as the bank is going to still be in business. And they, you know, in theory, if you wanted to surrender it early, you could. You're just giving up, you know, a certain amount of interest if you give it up, which unlike, you know, unlike insurance products that may sound the same, if you give up an insurance product earlier, you have surrender fees, you have market adjustments, things like that, which, you know, so while they may pay, you know, slightly better rates, there's a lot more on the back end. So having said that, that's what a bank CD is. The cool thing is that not all bank CDs have to be tied to the interest rate, doesn't have to be a fixed amount. Just like annuities don't have, you know, there's more than just having fixed interest rate annuities. You have market index annuities. You can have the same thing for CDs. So you can have a CD that the interest rate that it pays is tied to other things other than, you know, a fixed rate. So for instance, you can have something that's tied to the stock market and it'll say you get to, you know, if the stock market goes up by 10%, you're going to get, you know, 50% of the return. Or it can say, you know, more often than not, it'll be something like if the market goes up, you get up to 10%, you know, return. So if the market goes more than 10%, you're capped at the 10%. If it gets less than 10%, you get less than that, but you'll always get your principal back. And so those are, you know, those are really cool. You also have things that, you know, operate on more of an interesting, you know, esoteric level where you have, you know, something called dual direction. So whether the market goes up or down, you'll get a positive return. So the market goes up 10%, you get 10%. If the market goes down 10%, you still get a 10% return, right? And, you know, all kinds of flavors and variations and all kinds of cool things that can be done with these CDs. All kinds of time horizons, right? Anywhere from 13 months and on, or even 12 months. So you can really kind of dial in what exactly it is that you want and have that same kind of protection of, well, I know I'm going to get my principal back. And even if the bank fails, I have FDIC insurance to protect me up to $250,000, which as a investment, that's kind of technically even better than an insurance product, an annuity, where you're just guaranteed that, you know, okay, the annuity company is, you know, hopefully solvent. But if they aren't, right, who knows how much money you're going to get on your dollar.
So with that that type of, it's really interesting, but are they hard to find? I'm thinking 10%, that's a lot. Is there any bank that's paying that right now?
Yeah, so 10% was, you know, actually this morning, right? There's a bank paying that. They're capping the return at 10%. I got for my clients ones that were paying 20%.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now again, it's not guaranteed, right? The rate is not guaranteed. It's if the market goes up, you get up to 20%, right? Or up to 10%. And you know, it's kind of flavor of the week, right? Every week they come out with something different based on what the market is doing. And again, because these are market stuff, if you've got enough money, you go to the bank and you can negotiate with them or multiple banks and negotiate with them and get the best deal possible. There's a lot of flexibility. What I will tell you is this is not something that you can walk into your local, you know, credit union, your local bank branch and ask them for. It is something that you have to go through either a broker dealer or through a registered investment advisor. And even if you go to your advisor and say, hey, I want one of these things, there's no guarantee that they have access to it or that they, you know, have access to a broad marketplace of those to be able to go find those things, right? Or that they understand what they're looking at. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who knows the ins and outs. because these are, you know, products that can be structured any which way. And they're really cool and they're really great if they're used the right way. But if not, right, you can easily lose your money. Just like with annuities, right? You'll get your principal back, but that doesn't mean that you won't end up with no money at the end of the road, right? You'll just have your principal, but you'll have missed out on all the market's growth for 5 years, 10 years, or whatever.
So with a lot of different instruments, you always have a cautionary tale that goes along with them. And I'll call it that rather than a catch. So is there a cautionary tale with certificates of deposit?
So with certificate of deposits, is you got to, with these market link stuff, the cautionary tale is really understand what you're getting into. The interest rate isn't fixed. And the more that there's variability in terms of what it is, how it pays out and what the conditions are, the greater the potential upside. What you also have is, and I see this in the insurance world also, they've been really pushing these like hybrid indexes where it used to be like, okay, you got, you know, it was 1 year point to point of the S&P 500, right? And that was simple and easy to understand. You had a cap, a participation rate, a floor, then, you know, you knew, okay, market goes up 10%, I get, you know, 5% of it, right? It was simple to understand. But as the insurance companies need to make more money, they started tweaking that and they started introducing these other indexes. And they'll show you these back-tested results to show like, oh, you're going to make a crazy amount of money. But the thing is that there's no guarantee that that's what the future is going to look like. And when I've been seeing a lot of these indexes don't really perform well moving forward. And so they're constantly coming out with new ones. The companies that are creating these indexes know that. They know that these are going to underperform the broader market. So that's why they're offering it. And they're really offering it because they know that the vast majority of advisors, the vast majority of consumers don't understand what these products are, what these indexes are. And they're going to just see, oh, I get 200% participation rate. That's like if the market goes up, I get twice that amount. And you just see that and you get blinded by the greed that you miss the fact that the market, they define the market as being some, you know, imaginary monopoly thing that doesn't really exist and doesn't really work. And very few people have the sophistication or the knowledge and experience to know that the thing that they're building has been proven, you know, to not work. And so it's like, okay, well, you're getting 200% participation of something that's not going to make more than, you know, 2 or 3% over the next few years. Why would you do that? Right. It doesn't make sense. So that's the cautionary tale. What I will say is you will get your principal back, right? So as long as you don't, you know, commit yourself to an insane period of time, which for me, it's kind of like, you know, 2 or 3 years is the max on those things. Because mm-hmm. You really don't know what the world's going to be like in 3 years, right? That's a very far period to be betting on. But I do know kind of, I'm going to have a good idea of what the world's going to look like in the next 2 years, at least when it comes to interest rates, when it comes to, you know, stock returns. I know what that potential is. I know what that potential universe is. The market can always prove us wrong, but that's a bet that I'm willing to take. To say where the market's going to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that's an insane bet.
Interesting. So with the nuanced piece of the certificate of deposit, so why would you go that way when that annuity product is out there for everybody right now?
So the problem with the annuity product is that there are too many levers that they can control that you don't get to see what it's going to be, right? So they can change from year to year what your participation rate is, what the caps are. All of the levers that they have, they can change that from year to year. So you buy contract A, but in year two, that turns into something else entirely, right? And if you had been presented with what it now is in year two, you know, up front, you never would have purchased it. But that they didn't present it to you, right? They didn't give it to you. They wrote it in black and white that this is a potential to happen. But nobody understands it well enough to be able to decipher that. And it also requires a certain, you know, amount of anticipation. And I mean, I'll be honest, like I understand it. And I, even looking at the contracts, can't anticipate what I've actually seen happen, right? It's they have too many levers that they can control. So what I tell people when it comes to annuities, look at the guaranteed values. If the guaranteed value isn't something that you would purchase, then don't buy it, because you don't know. Everything else is monopoly money and you don't know that you're going to get it, right? They have too many levers to control that you may not get the hypothetical illustration, but you will get the guaranteed number. So, you know, if the guaranteed number solves your problem and it gives you the liquidity that you want, then it's a great product, right? All for it, 100%. There are things that you can get with annuities that you can't get anywhere else. But if you need some of that hypothetical growth, then, you know, you really got to take a good hard look of, well, am I really going to get that hypothetical growth? Because I can virtually guarantee you that you're not going to get it.
Interesting. So you've got the CD, you've got the annuity. Are there other similar investments out there?
Yeah, there definitely is. So just like you got different flavors of annuities, you got different flavors of these types of investments that offer exposure to the market with some level of protection, right? So you have something called structured products, or principal protected note. So a principal protected note is like the cousin of a market CD. It has all the same features of a market link CD. Principal is protected, right? You're guaranteed to get your money back as long as the bank is solvent. You're going to get return. You're going to get upside tied to some kind of index, right? So it's got all those same features you want. The one thing you're giving up, though, is FDIC insurance, right? So it's if the bank goes under, then you just become, it gets converted into common stock of the bank, and you stand in line with every other, you know, creditor. You actually stand behind the line because creditors come first. So you're giving up that protection, right? So, which is fine if you're going with like JP Morgan. The chance of JP Morgan going under in the next few years is very small. But at the same token, if you go for with some small bank that'll offer amazing rates, there's a chance that they might go under.
Mm-hmm.
It's a non-zero chance, right? It's not zero. Whereas, you know, JP Morgan is a lot closer to zero. So that's something to consider, right? But again, as part of a diversified portfolio with a diversified set of banks and diversified set of instruments, it can give you what you want, right? It can really give you the upside and the downside protection that you're looking for. And there's a whole variety of products. I mean, literally you could go out there and you can say, I want this, I want A, B, and C, right? And we can send that out to all the different investment banks out there. And they will come back with quotes and they'll tell you, well, we'll give you A that looks like this, and we'll give you B that, you know, up till this, and this is what it's going to cost. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can create the ride and experience that you want with the risk that you're willing to take without taking on the surrender charges, the hidden costs, the hidden terms that you find with annuities. But I will also say there's another product from annuity companies that is a recent product, and it's something that is very different from firm to firm, so from carrier to carrier. So you got to be careful, and you got to really understand the terms. But there's something called a registered index linked annuity, right? A RILA.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are designed to kind of compete. They're somewhere between these principal protected notes and these market linked CDs. They're designed to compete somewhere in the middle over there, and those are. Those can be very appealing and fit into the right situation and the right portfolio.
Well, to me, oh my goodness, we're just about out of time, Label, but I'm wondering, I'm going to assume, and I should never do that with you, that if someone is interested in one of these products, they should go to an advisor like a Label Sternbach?
They should shop multiple advisors. That's okay. Number one, even if you come to us, right? You shop with multiple advisors. Because you want to know, one, what's the product that they're going to put you in or the type of products, what's their philosophy, what does it take to get out of it, right? Because not everyone has access to the same products. So that's number one. Number two is what are the, you know, financial planning services that you get along with it? Like, for instance, with our clients, right, it doesn't matter you give us $1 or you give us $1 million, right? We're going to give you that same service as being a client, and all of a sudden you get financial planning, tax planning, you know, Roth conversion strategies, all the other stuff that come along for the ride. And so you may say, hey, I got this money, it's in a bank CD, it's maturing, I want something that gives me a little bit more, or I just want, you know, I can't get, my local bank is not giving me good rates anymore. Let me go to Label, and you get tax planning along for the ride, right?
There you go. Well, Label, we got to leave it right there. I wish we had more time to talk about all these products. Perhaps we can tee this up again and go deeper into these different types of products that can help our customers. But that's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to purchase some of these products in your account, book a free call with Yields for You and the team there at www.yields4u.com can help you. I'm Freddie Bell, and more New Beginnings is straight ahead. And today is National Siblings Day. Siblings. They are our best friends or our worst enemies. At times, siblings will provide us with our biggest competition, strongest encouragement, and remind us of our most embarrassing moments. Fictional characters describe those siblings best who are both rivals and yet best friends. From the Brady Bunch and the Cosby Family to the Simpsons and the Pearsons, television siblings tell our stories in humorous and dramatic form. How many siblings do you have? Are you rivals, or do you support each other in all you do? Take today to celebrate your siblings and the times you've had together. Laugh at the awkward and the ill-spent time in your youth. Catch up with your siblings. Enjoy looking at photos and videos of the time spent together. Share them as you celebrate your siblings on this National Siblings Day.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Freddie Bell. Subscribe to my podcast and visit FreddieBell.com to unlock a treasure trove of insightful content tailored to empower, entertain, and enlighten you. Plus, visiting FreddieBell.com grants you exclusive access to bonus content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a vibrant community of like-minded individuals eager to grow and connect. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your mind, expand your horizons, and join the Freddie Bell experience today.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Joining us now on New Beginnings is Minnesota AARP State Director Kathy McClear. And we're here to talk with you about one of my favorite topics is volunteering. And I'll just say right off the top that I've learned in working with you that the volunteer tends to get more than they could ever imagine giving. And it's just one of those surprising benefits of volunteering. And National Volunteering Month is upon us. Can you talk about what's happening and how AARP is playing a part?
Yeah, we are so grateful for all of our volunteers. We have more than 1,200 volunteers across the state of Minnesota working on behalf of people 50 and older. They do that by teaching them how to fight fraud. We have advocates who are the voice of our 50 plus across Minnesota at the Capitol and at the United States Capitol, in addition to the state Capitol. We have folks who are teaching safe driving classes. We have folks who are preparing taxes for free. We have folks who are building stronger communities by working on local policies that make our communities more age friendly so we can stay in our homes and communities as we age. And I tell you, I am so inspired by these individuals who give their time, their talent, their energy, their expertise to give back in such a meaningful way.
So you're hosting some volunteer sessions for those people who are looking for an opportunity to give their, as you said, time, talent, and expertise.
Yeah, so we are always looking for folks to join us. If any of those things sounded interesting to some of your listeners, we would love to have them on our volunteer team. We're always looking for fresh ideas, fresh ways to contribute in the community. And so we would just would welcome people who are looking to find a way to plug in to come join us in the work that we do on behalf of the 50 plus across Minnesota. And we do have a couple of informational sessions on the 24th of April. One is in person at 9:30 at our offices in St. Paul. And if you just can't make that, we do have a virtual opportunity as well. And we would encourage folks to register for those events at aarp.org/MN events.
Can you talk about Create the Good?
Yeah, so Create the Good was really created as an opportunity to allow people who just want to give back in a meaningful way to get plugged in either with AARP or other nonprofits and other opportunities in the community. We like to say if you have 5 minutes, 5 hours or more, we can find a way for you to volunteer, whether it's for AARP or whether it's with another organization that's doing some really good work in the community. And so folks can get there through aarp.org/volunteermn. And click on Create the Good to find some of those fabulous ideas.
And there's also an opportunity to volunteer. That's coming up really soon, in actually just a couple of weeks. And I believe it's called Open Arms of Minnesota. Is that right?
Yes. So we not only love to have people give back in ways that connect with AARP, but we like our volunteers to give back to the community in other meaningful ways. And so we have some groups who are working with Open Arms of Minnesota, and that's a nonprofit organization that prepares nourishing meals free of charge for critically ill Minnesotans and their loved ones. And we would just invite any volunteers to come join us the 23rd of May at Open Arms St. Paul or at Open Arms Minneapolis. And folks can learn more about that and other ways to get involved at aarp.org/MN events.
Can you take 10 seconds before we step away and just talk about the value of volunteering, Kathy?
I tell you, these folks give so much in so many ways that it would be very difficult to actually add up the number of hours and the number of dollars that these folks have given back just through their time and talent. And it really does make our community a better place to live. It makes our community stronger when we have so many people who are willing to give back.
She's Kathy McClear. Thank you so much. She's the state director for AARP Minnesota, and you're listening to New Beginnings. Be sure to volunteer.
And now it's time for my song of the week. Elton John and lyricist Bernie Taupin were honored with the prestigious Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, making a point to underscore that their musical legacy is in harmony with their philanthropy. Elton John, who recently celebrated his 76th birthday, says their songs last because they cover different territories, covering a full palette of color. A couple of years ago, I saw Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour when it stopped in Minnesota, and this selection is my favorite by far. It was released in September of 1997 and debuted at number one on Billboard's Hot 100, hanging on to that spot for 14 weeks, which was a record for a male solo artist. It's Candle in the Wind from Elton John.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered, those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost these empty days without hide your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. And even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever. Country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you'll ever know. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall tears. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before.
That's Elton John's Candle in the Wind, my song of the week. I'm Freddie Bell, and I invite you to download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app, and let's talk more about the music. It's time to lighten up the mood this week on New Beginnings, and is it wrong to share a drink at a restaurant? A couple shared a video of the two of them at a restaurant sharing a drink. The couple ordered one drink to split during their date night. They also split a water. They say getting one drink, which comes with free refills, is a small way to save money. What do you think? Call me, 888-639-9738. It's wacky, but it's true. A politician in Poland who failed a drunk driving test said he had eaten too many apples that day. What? All right. And roughly 3,000 Americans have this in common. They're on the national waiting list for a heart transplant. And a sneeze nearly ended a Romanian man's life. The man told authorities that a sneeze caused him to lose control of his car and plunge into a river. He was able to wade to shore after escaping from the car, which was partially submerged in 4 feet of water. He was not seriously injured. Information from the lighter side of my desk this week on New Beginnings.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151. 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Thank you for listening to New Beginnings. You can stay up to date with this show. All you have to do is go to Google or to Apple and download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app. Yes, download the Freddie Bell Radio Shows app, and you'll be up to date on everything concerning this show and anything related to Freddie Bell. More to come. Stay with us. As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
What were those amazing words of Jesus Christ? It is the Father, the Eternal One's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And Jesus went on in his ministry on earth speaking of this kingdom. Do you know the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is the most often used phrase in the gospel, repeated the most number of times, because Jesus kept talking about it, defining it, characterizing it, creating an image for his listeners of this kingdom of pure potential, this kingdom of possibility, that if you grasp it, if you have faith in it, if you think it and speak it and act on it, things happen. Things come in to being. The Daily Word today puts it perhaps in a little more relaxed, refined way, and says, I feel the presence and power of God as I pray. Praying is not you following some pattern that you've learned in church, or you've learned from me, or you've come across somewhere in your life. To pray is simply to turn your attention to the presence and power of God, the pure potential for good, the formula of creation. Where in King Arthur's day, they call that magic the word of creation. It was a God-given formula for shaping our lives, our community, our world. You're doing it all the time. That's the good news. You're already doing it. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm saying, look. Look what's possible. Claim it. Work toward it. And then I like to bring up one of our lessons in truth from H. Emily Cady, who, when she said when you're envisioning something possible, a potential that you want to see brought into manifestation, remember, the battle is not yours. It is God's. The battle is not yours. It is God's. Miss Cady went on to say, your responsibility is faithfully, consistently, with endurance, holding on to this truth until it is made real, made manifest. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You don't have to do it all. The power of the universe, the power of God, the power of the stars, however you want to characterize it, is here with you, ready to become greater good, health, possibility, sense of purpose, joy in your life. if you don't give up. Quit. In the letter to Galatians, the words are summed up simply. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let's work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in this community of faith. I love that. That's a powerful statement. We as a community of faith, starting right here, not in Atlanta, not in New York, not in London, not in the Far East, right here. This is our home. This is our spiritual family. We can do great things if we don't give up, and if we answer the call every time it comes, which I assure you will be daily, if not hourly, to do your part. Like Charles Fillmore said, to spring forth with a mighty faith in God, in good, to do what you ought to do. What is your creative path? Wow. Wow. I love that word. It fills me with joy and great expectation. So now, this being our annual meeting day, I encourage you all to come celebrate. It's not a boring meeting. Come celebrate with us what we've accomplished in this past year and the plans that are unfolding right now. Ooh, I'd like to tell you about some, but I'm not going to spoil them and take them away from the board members who will be presenting later. But I can remind you of this. Not that many years ago, this building didn't exist. But a young Unity family envisioned a home, a physical home, where they could celebrate the goodness of life. They could see their children being raised in positive, affirmative ideas. They got a vision. They took action. They hired an architect. Someone was just telling me the other day, they bought this property with an old blue church on it and thought, well, the first step is, why don't we just remodel this building to make it better suit our needs? And then working with the architect, he said, I have a suggestion. You're doing so much work rebuilding this old building. Why don't you start fresh and put up a building of custom design? And if you're new to Unity in this area, you may not know that of the 5 or 6, depending on how you count them, Unity Ministries that developed in this Twin Cities area, this is the only congregation that designed from the ground up its own building. No one else used this. We created this for our ministry, for our family, for our well-being. And when that group, I just love telling this story, when that group was only 9 years old, imagine that as a child, a new Unity ministry, 9 years old like a child. They went out and got a construction loan to put up a $1 million building. Do you see how unbelievable, how amazing that was? And through the years, everything we've taken on as a family, And we've gotten behind the idea. And like Paul's letter to the Galatians, we didn't give up. And we were focused. And we were together. It came to pass. It flourished.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Here are today's words to the wise. A wealthy person is one who enjoys each day. By the ability to find joy and fulfillment in everyday experiences, we are a wealthy person. Today's word suggests that wealth is defined by a sense of contentment, gratitude, and happiness rather than by the accumulation of wealth or possessions. It encourages us to prioritize well-being and emotional fulfillment over external markers of success, recognizing that true wealth lies in the richness of our daily experiences and relationships. Today's words to the wise, a wealthy person is one who enjoys each day. That's our show, and thanks to our special guests for stopping by and sharing information that we hope can change lives. If you missed any of today's show, you can subscribe to our podcast or just Google Freddie Bell or stop by my website of the same name. Thanks for listening, and remember that each day is a chance for a new beginning. See you next week.